with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. Back now with Bishop Fenwick High School football coach Dave Woods. And, Coach, I'm just talking here before we started recording. You guys are scoring some points.
Yeah, again, I've been kind of clicking on all cylinders on offense. Even kind of when plays break down, something good seems to happen too. So it's fun to watch.
Do you have one in mind where something broke down and it worked out? How's that happen?
There was probably three or four Friday night.
Oh, my goodness.
We had a play. We kind of went full vertical, and St. Mary's covered it very well. And Braden just kind of rolled out and threw the ball into a crowd of players, and Luke Connolly came down with it and scored a touchdown. So, and then another play we had with Jesse, we were trying to hit Jesse just kind of on a slant, and we had some pressure, and he had a roll out and ended throwing the ball 50 yards, and Jesse got behind everybody, and that worked for a touchdown too. So there's been a few of them that seem to work out in our favor. Again, as defensive coordinator, it's frustrating when you do everything right, you cover everything, and all of a sudden the quarterback rolls and rolls and extends the play and then hits somebody for a touchdown.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it.
Yep. Yeah, we've been lucky to have a few of those.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit more about Luke Connolly's game.
I might be one of the best two-way games we've seen here in a long, long time. We just finished doing all the stats yesterday, and Luke had 19 tackles on defense, which was incredible. He rushed for 173 yards, had two catches, one for a touchdown, had four touchdowns overall. Mm. He just he did everything, and there wasn't anything he didn't do on Friday night. And he did it as well as anybody's done it here in a long time. I kind of compared him to Nick Bonner a little, the way he played. I mean, he was everywhere on both sides of the ball.
Your offense, you had a lot of passing yardage too, so which one opens up for the other?
So, again, a lot of our passing yards on Friday were broken plays where we just rolled out and ended up throwing a deep ball that we came down with.
Mm-hmm.
But we've definitely, we were a little heavy run early. You know, the first couple of games that Braden was in as our quarterback, we were a little more heavy run. And that's always a good thing when you have Anthony Nichols and Luke Connolly, that you can lean on them, and the offensive line has been outstanding. So, but the last couple of weeks, just the game plans have opened up the passing game a little bit more, and Friday night, again, we had a little bit more in the passing game going in as a game plan, and as it turned out, we threw the ball probably 18, 20 times, a little bit more than we have in the other games.
St. Mary's, I mean, they're one of your rivals, you know, just down the road from you, and we all know Coach Driscoll. It has to be a particularly good feeling when you beat a team like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime we play St. Mary's in anything, any sport, doesn't matter what it is, it's mm-hmm. Always a great, they're a great, you know, rival for us, and whether it's football or girls soccer, whatever it is, it always brings out the best in both teams, and they came Friday night ready to play for sure. They had their A game, and again, we were down 8-0 after the first quarter, and then we kind of got things rolling a little bit, but it's always good to beat your rival and to get a good league win. So, yeah, that always feels good.
All right. Before we get to this week's game, brag about one of your linemen, Coach.
John Kennedy is a kid. He's our only senior lineman. Everybody else, they're all underclassmen. And John has really kind of solidified that group. He's been the leader of that group all year. And John has just got a great, great attitude. And he works hard every day, and he's never satisfied. And he pulls all those other guys along to you know, to have that same attitude. Don't be satisfied. Get better every day. Get better every play. And that's kind of the tone that John has set for us right from the first day of practice. So John has been phenomenal.
Okay. Game coming up this week with Cardinal Spelman. Is this an away or home? It's an away game.
An away game, yeah.
All right.
They play Friday. Yeah.
And that's quite a drive down there and to Brockton. And they're 4-0. You are 4-0. You guys are racking them up at a high percentage in terms of points, and so are they. So what are you looking at this week?
So they're a team that's, again, they have a lot of momentum right now, and they're on a roll. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They're playing with a little bit of swagger. So we're expecting to go down there and have a battle. I mean, they just know how to win. You know, they went through some struggles the middle of the season last year, and since they've turned it around since then, I mean, they've only lost, I think, one game. They lost in the state semifinal to Stoneham, and they had Stoneham on the ropes in the fourth quarter. So it was they've just really learned how to win, and they're a group of winners, and again, they're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and going to be home at their place on a Friday night. I'm sure their crowd is going to be fired up, so we're really looking forward to a great atmosphere down there.
Does the student body support a long drive like that down to Brockton? You get many kids go, or many parents?
Yeah, we usually have a pretty good crowd down there. For a long time, you know, the Spelman game was a huge game for us. The winner of it kind of, you know, was going to be in the driver's seat for the league title for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so we used to have busloads of kids that would go down there. I'm not sure that'll be the case Friday night, but I'm sure we will still get a good turnout down there. Again, 2-4-0 teams, so it's going to be a big tilt in the league for sure. So I'm sure we'll get support from our student body. They were great Friday night. Both teams, St. Mary's and Fenwick, had huge crowds, and both fan groups were awesome. It was like a playoff atmosphere. It was a lot of fun.
I love it when that happens. Coach, good things for you guys. Congratulations, and good luck this week.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rick. Dave. Take care. Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That's Dave Woods, who is the Bishop Fenwick High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.